Some news to kick off tonight's show. Hello and welcome, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. This is the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. You're joining me tonight at 8 p.m. For an hour and a half of the best in British and Irish music. Kicked off with some map of the problematic. It is now 20 years since Muse's breakthrough 2006 album, Black Holes and Revelations, came out. That came out on the 28th of June. And so we're kind of at the 20-year anniversary point, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be, you know, re-releases and such at some point, because this one is quite an important album in the Muse journey. This was the album that, you know, broke them out into the realm of rock music, mega stardom. It saw them headline Wembley Stadium with two sold-out nights in 2007, making them the first band to sell out the newly built 90,000 capacity Wembley Stadium at the time. Obviously, the album also had songs like Supermassive Black Hole, which were huge, huge, huge hits beyond just the realm of music. The writer of the Twilight book, Stephanie Meyers, was a big fan of Muse, and so she asked them in like 2004 if, you know, when she was in the process of, you know, getting confirmation on a possible film of her hit book and everything, she was at the time saying, you know, I'm a big fan of yours. I've been listening to your music while I've been writing the book. If there is ever a film version, I would love to have you soundtrack it. And Muse at the time were just like, oh yeah, yeah, that's all good. That's all good. We'd love to do that. And then she actually followed up with them in 2006 when it was happening. And they were like, yeah, we could never tell our fans no. And so Supermassive Black Hole ended up becoming a turning point in Muse's career in yet another way. Obviously, Muse have also released a brand new album. Their 10th album, The Wow Signals, come out just a couple of weeks ago. And folks, I've been loving the new album so much. Very few bands are able to be as maximalist as Muse are, as seamlessly as Muse do it, and pack in so many different feels, genres, sections, styles into sometimes a single song. I am actually seeing Muse live this week. I'm so excited about it. They're playing the RBC Amphitheatre on the 15th. That's Wednesday. And we went to the Amp a couple of weeks ago. We were at the Evanescence show, and we'd gone there to interview Nova Twins, who were one of the openers on that tour. They're an incredible rock duo from London. They've been innovating what rock music made with just one guitar and a bass can sound like. They released their third album, Parasites and Butterflies, last year. And they've been on this incredible lineup across North America. You know, three heavy rock bands fronted by iconic front women in Evanescence's Amy Lee, Spirit Box, Canadian metal band, Courtney LaPlante, also one of the openers, and the first openers, Nova Twins. So we talked to Nova Twins about the new album, about this tour, about the early days of Nova Twins, and you can hear that interview from 8:45 tonight, so look out for that. Folks, I've also got some important news for you. I was talking about this last week, but we're moving to a new time slot on this show. From next week onwards, you'll hear the Yellow Brick Road on Thursdays from 1 to 2:30 p.m. We're moving to a daytime slot. So some things will obviously change about the show, you know, about the explicit music that we can't play on daytime radio, but can play here after 9 o'clock uncensored. And also, as you know, releases come out on the Friday, which we talk about often on Sunday. But, you know, on Thursday, it'll be a completely different thing. We'll be looking forward to all those releases. So let's make the most of our late night slot. Remember what I said about new releases dropping on a Friday and us playing them straight up for you? I've got one of them right here for you. A brand new scorching single from the English rockers Nothing But Thieves. It's called Stray Dogs. The album Stray Dogs is coming out on the 25th of September. It's a follow-on from 2023's Dead Club City. They're going to be touring North America next year. They've got dates in Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto. They're playing clubs and theatres, the usual stuff, MTELUS and all that. What I found interesting is in Toronto they're playing Massey Hall, which is not really the place I would think of a rock band playing. And this new album is really pushing them back into their rock territory. That's what they've been talking about. The first single, Evolution, came out last month, and that was a bit more indie rock by way of Johnny Marr inspired kind of jangle rock that reminds me of some of their contemporaries like The Snuts and even bands like Blossoms. But this new album's kind of leaning more into their rock roots, and they say, we've spent a lot of time writing about the negative aspects of pack mentality, tribalism, division. This song is the opposite. Stray Dogs is about finding your people. It's about belonging and shared momentum, and they say that the rest of the album is based around it. You can find them at nbthieves.com. And then Biba Doobie's fourth album, Pylon, is coming out. She said it was made and written in between and on tour. She says, "I missed home, I missed how people were, and I'm still learning to accept the confusion within the uncertainty of being away." It has a powerful guest list, folks. Everyone from Hayley Williams, from Paramore, Brendan Yates, from Turnstile, Deftones, Chino Moreno, musicians from Tidal Fight, Pine Grove, the 1975 are on it. This new song is Just Be, though. It's called Sun Has Set. She says, "A lot of the songs on this record are things I wish I could have said to someone. The song is about petty tunnel vision. It's like, I hate you. You're going to stay and listen to how much I hate you because I never got to say that." We love that for her. Find her at bibadoobie.bandcamp.com. This is Nothing But Thieves, Stray Dogs, on CQRC. Beebadoobie, sun has set. It must have felt good for her to let that out. People are really looking forward to this album. Look at the list of collaborators. You've got everyone from Paramore, Turnstile, Deftones, Title Fight. She was saying something like she basically got all her favorite people ever in a room. And because she's Beebadoobie, you know, of course they said yes. She's awesome. We also heard Nothing But Thieves, brand new song Stray Dogs from their upcoming album Stray Dogs, coming out in September. They're also going to be in Canada around March, April next year. Folks, I've got some new dance punk for us. Guerriers have new music. Of course, they've got an album coming out later on this September. And this new single is called Party Lines. It's discordant, kind of dance punk thing. And it's talking about like the contradictions of governments in the West offering aid and all such things to the Global South, and at the same time waging war against them and in their regions. This is from the album Nobody's Coming to Save You, 25th of September, an album that the band's been calling their statement of intent. There are some US dates coming up in September, including Riot Fest in Chicago, but we're still waiting on those Canadian dates, because we saw them the last time they were here in Canada. They played the Garrison in Toronto, and it was such a good show. The whole crowd was going for it, the pit was insane. The band were in the pit quite a lot as well. And of course, we talked to the band before their set, had a little interview just talking about that first album, about the whole South by Southwest thing that happened with them in 2024, and their experience doing it again last year. And, you know, about what a second album might look like. I think they're able to talk about it a little bit more now. So go check out all that. It's at guerriersdub.bandcamp.com. And of course, if you go looking for the Yellow Brick Road, you should also be able to find this interview and listen back to it. And I recommend that, because I thought they're very well spoken. We're playing a band that was actually recommended by Guerriers next. We'll be playing a band called Theatre from Limerick. They released their debut EP Incarnate, and they've been receiving rave reviews from the alt-rock and post-punk music scenes. They've actually been around for a little while. It's just that they haven't been able to record and release their debut EP until now. But it's been a few years that these songs have been heard on the live circuit, and people have been raving about them. Every Irish artist I know has been talking about them, and it's earned them opening slots with artists like Lewis Capaldi, with Wet Leg, with fellow rising Irish bands like Bleach 93, who we've also been talking about a lot on the show. I'm going to play us a single called Cadet, and you spell their name T-H-E-A-T-R-E, not the American way. Then lastly, we've got a burst of glitzy punk rock energy from Karen Dio, the punk rock singer who spent her childhood in bands in her native Brazil, and she's now making a name for herself as a solo artist in the UK. This new single is called Free Yourself. It's from an upcoming EP called Fugaz EP, coming out on the 21st of August. Find her at karendioxx.bandcamp.com. Let's start with Theatre then. This is Cadet on CFRC Radio.
Pressure. You don't go to poor countries to make money.
Free yourself.
Karen Deal with Free Yourself. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Elbert Road on CFRC Radio, tuning in between 8 and 9:30 p.m. for the last time, because we're going to be moving to a new time slot from next week, moving to Thursday afternoons, which is going to be a slightly different show. So I'm enjoying my last night in this seat, and we listen to some music from Gurriers, from Theatre, from Karen Dio, and I'm going to shift things towards a bit more of an indie pop vibe going forward. For the next set, I have some music from Masterpiece, who we love on the show. He's, you know, been on as a guest. We talked about his debut album, which was one of our albums of 2024, How to Make a Masterpiece. His second album is on its way. It's coming out this October. It's called If I Don't Love You, Who Will? And this is a new single from it called One of One. Talking about the album, Peace Okezi, who's the guy that performs as Masterpiece, he says it's a revisit to the melancholy side of Masterpiece. The album is very personal, so if you're going through a breakup, this might be your cup of tea. Find him at Masterpiece, MasterpieceOfficial.com. I'm going to be playing us the single One of One. And then new music is on the way from the Merry Wallopers. They've got a new album, their third album, coming out on the 18th of September, called Paddywhackery. It's got their sort of trademark mix of indie guitars, traditional Irish folk instruments. They've got the fiddles, the accordions, and a lot of traditional sounds and folk tales, both in the sense of revived covers from Ireland's rebellious working class history and their own songs that we saw more of on the second album, which was their last album, 2023's Irish Rock and Roll. It was kind of the band demonstrating that Irish folk music has always been punk rock, pro-worker solidarity, class-conscious, welcoming, anti-capitalist. They've got a new single on the... this is sort of the second single on Paddywhackery that's come out just recently. A short and very traditional tune, you know, no drums or any such thing. It's called Landlord's Demise. The new album was recorded with James Skelly, who you might remember was the frontman of The Coral and has been doing a lot of cool production work lately. Talking about the album, the band say people would call us Paddywhackery because we were too Irish or whatever. People are terrified of being laughed at. If people are going to call us Paddywhackery anyway, we may as well just call the album Paddywhackery. And now I've said that name way too many times, but you can find them at Mary Wallopers, spelled MaryWallopers. bandcamp.com. And then lastly, to finish this set, we've got an anthemic indie rock single from the Stoke-on-Trent rockers Jesse and the Revolvers. It's called 25, and all I can say is we really overestimate how old 25-year-olds are when we're younger. I'm 26. But Jesse and the band say that the song's about mental health struggles in adolescence and growing up feeling like you don't belong. The chorus, she says, is taken from a conversation with a therapist I had when I was at my lowest point as a teenager. Find them at Jesse, spelled J-E-S-S-I-E, and the revolvers.bandcamp.com. This is Masterpiece, One of One, CFRC Radio.
Cause her friends don't like me and I don't mind. She got a face card on it that I'll never decline. Because I wanna, I wanna, wanna, I wanna, wanna. She's a wanna, a one of wanna, a one of wanna. I don't wanna get attachment, girl, I'm high. Fashion, cause I'm fly. Don't focus too hard on what I do, baby. Never clean, super mean, nothing new, baby. Give me your, give me your, give me your time. Say the right thing and I might hit twice. So give me your, give me your, give me your time. Yo, you look so fine, wanna get out this line. Cause I'm time. Yo, you look so
so fine, what a gal it's like. Cause her friends don't like me and I don't mind. She got a face card on it and I'll never decline. Because I wanna, I wanna, wanna, I wanna, wanna. She's a wanna, I wanna, wanna, I wanna, wanna. Cause her friends don't like me and I don't mind. She got a face card on it and I'll never decline. Because I wanna, I wanna, wanna, I wanna, wanna. She's a wanna, I wanna, wanna, I wanna, wanna.
The last lord was left living in his manor house so grand. The empire had forgotten him and other strife they found. He hadn't got a shilling now to fill his little hand. He hadn't got a maid or cook or paddy to command. The roof atop the west wing fell, he had to lock the door. The rats all chewed the wires so the light bulbs lit no more. Green mold climbed up the inside wall, green ivy out the front. Each time he tried to shut the door, he did it with a grunt. At the bottom room he lay awake and struggled for a wink. The wind blowing the chimney and the dripping of a sink. He feared the story of the ones who started on their hunt. Inside his den he questioned then, what do the paddies want? Must all be fiend, you know, it must be Irish rain that's splitting to the banger blue, protecting English claim. The wind must be from Grania Whale, blowing out a roar to tell the wealthy Saxon they're not welcome anymore. No landlord here in Ireland is the song that I will sing. Run them out or burn them out, whatever is your thing. No time here for the wealthy ones who try to put us down. Break the greedy structures built to keep the poor folk down. The song, it is an ancient one, I wish that I could say. But greedy little landlords never really went away. There's no need for protection or an army at their call. All our friends and family are working in the Dáil.
We used to think I am.
Welcome back to the Yellow Bridge Road, folks. On the last set, we heard some music as well from the Merry Wallopers and Masterpiece, all new albums that are on the way. We've got one last set of music before we go into our interview for today. Like I said, we caught up with Nova Twins when they were opening at the arena in Toronto, the RBC Amphitheatre, and, you know, this huge tour with Spirit Box and Evanescence. We talked all about that, talked about their album from last year, their third album, Parasites and Butterflies, and just kind of, you know, how the last 6 years have treated Nova Twins as a band, as artists on the rise. They really are your favorite rock musician's favorite musician, because every artist you can think of is really, really wowed by them. They're kind of the wizards off the pedal board, and their approach to making rock music has been so interesting, because they said a little while ago that, you know, they almost use their guitars for texture more than for melody, and all the kind of melody work is happening in the bass. So their guitarist Amy Love, who's also their singer, kind of goes about with all sorts of effects pedals and stuff, just bringing on like screeches and things that sound almost like the rock music version of a vinyl scratch. And in the meanwhile, bassist Georgia South has her pedal board going, which is kind of like a rocket ship of buttons, and she's bringing out all these super interesting and very unique sounds. So do go see them live if they end up coming back next year to do a headline tour, which, you know, hopefully, maybe, might be happening. But you can listen to our interview right after this one set. And we're going to play you some music from a band that I'm actually seeing next week. We're talking to Picture Parlor next week. I'm so excited for this. Their debut album, The Parlor, came out last year. It was on our Albums of the Year list for 2025. And the best way I can describe it is if T-Rex and sort of Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, those kind of bands had a glam rock baby that was fronted by Alex Turner. They sound really good, and it still sounds refreshingly new, you know, even though they've got all these throwback kind of sounds to them. The main driving force behind the band is the duo of Catherine Parler and Ella Risi, who kind of do most of the writing, and then the rest of the band comes in. And so I just thought I'm going to play us one of my favorite songs from the album, from The Parler. It's called Neptune 66. You can find them at pictureparler.co.uk. And, you know, as this is my last night after, you know, during the post-Watershed slot, I'm going to play the new Chalk single. Content warning, it is pretty explicit. It's called Get Fucked. And you can find them at chalkbelfast.bandcamp.com. To finish, we'll have some Web Moms, a Cornwall-based multi-instrumentalist and producer who has a new single, which is just this beautiful R&B thing. It's called Grow. You can find him at webmoms.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off with Picture Parlor, Neptune 66. And when we're back, we'll be joined by Nova Twins for a cool interview backstage at RBC Amphitheatre. Enjoy.
Me and the girls took something fun. Stranger things on in CVS. Well, didn't the big booted man tell you to wait for me? Man, we run into an abattoir for sale. I thought I'd fix myself up before the show could be ill. I saw you, I make my bed, and then you ripped out my
neither kind to myself, trying to keep me well. Head upon the shoulders, kept cold, the boulder pushed uphill. Clock ticking, heart beating, always time to kill. Quick foot like Sissy first, my cunning never will be the catalyst, shrugged off the matter fixed. I stay wishing for better things, but I am fixed. Came down hard, a learning curve, I'm at the start. Not wise enough to disregard, I hoped I could have fit the part. Nice enough to play my cards right. Ice upon the bruise of my ego, a bizarre sight. Humility can never come too soon, open arms wide. A lesson in life, the world is not so kind. Make sense of all the metaphors and read between the lines.
If I can face these fears alone, I won't fear the day, reap what I sow. So I can grow.
I'm joined by Nova Twins. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Canada.
Hi. We're very happy to be in Toronto. Mm-hmm.
I didn't introduce myself. I'm Rue. Nice to meet you guys.
Georgia.
Amy. Mm-hmm.
And it's been a little while since we've seen you up here. I think the last time was when you were here supporting Muna. Mm-hmm. That was at History. Pretty big show. But nothing compared to how big this one is.
Yeah, that was an awesome show, though. We loved that tour. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've never done this venue before, so very excited.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
I feel like these are your biggest North American tours to date. So what's kind of like the experience touring around, opening for Evanescence, Spirit Box, such like iconic people as well? How has that tour been so far?
It's been absolutely incredible. This is probably the longest time we would have spent in America because we're out here for 2 months and touring these amazing amphitheaters, arenas with such amazing bands. Obviously, like Spirit Box are incredible. Obviously, Evanescence are just out of this world. So it's like we haven't actually been on a lineup where it's all kind of just like female heavy, just in its spirit, in its kind of... And everything, you know, so that's really nice for us. And it feels like we're at home.
Yeah. You guys do feel like a very natural spot on this lineup. And it also kind of feels like you've come a long way to get to that point. Because I remember when We Are the Girls, Who Are the Girls came out. And when, like, even before that, you dropped Vortex. And it was like, you know, it was kind of like your statement piece of a song.
Your day one.
Like, I remember that one, like, you know, we're on your doorstep now and we're kind of like here to stay and everything. I just remember that was a big moment because, like, you know, brown women in rock, always like a big thing when you're looking out for like other like guitarists who are doing that kind of thing. And I feel like you guys were really inspirational to a lot of like girls from around that time.
Mm. Oh, thank you. And thanks for like being with us for since Who Are the Girls? That was our first album. And yeah, we feel so proud of how far we've come, and doing these shows has been incredible, to seeing like how diverse the audiences are and seeing people coming with their big hair and afros and like just being completely themselves has been incredible. What we could ever ask for.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was a little break after that because of like the lockdown and everything, because you guys were like ready to hit the road. I remember when you'd opened for like Prophets of Rage before lockdown hit, and then it was kind of just like quiet for a little while. But I feel like you got to regroup over there and like cook away in your little corner. And then when Supernova came out, everything kind of exploded. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was some time that we definitely needed. It was obviously a strange time for everyone. But out of that, our album, second album, was born. And yeah, we had such a quite a transitional phase from being like locked away in a house to suddenly full on Bring Me the Horizon arena tour. And then the first time we've ever done an arena at the time. So for us, we were like, oh my God. And then we was coming out on One by One with them at the end of the set as well. So we were just like, what have we just woken up from? It felt very surreal. And we were so excited, and it was all very new to us. And it was such an amazing time. And it was like 2.5 years of nonstop touring, hardly any sleep. But we really pushed through and really enjoyed the experience that it gave us. And it was such an amazing time, especially being able to do that after a lockdown where it was touch and go for so many bands. It was a really difficult time. So we feel really blessed that we could continue our journey in music.
Did it ever feel like at that point that the Nova Twins journey might like pause or stop or anything?
I think it felt like that for everyone because, you know, we didn't know what was going on. We was actually on tour in France when the lockdown started to happen. And all of a sudden it was like, we have to just bolt home. All the shows got cancelled like worldwide and everybody was just running back to get home, you know. So we didn't know what was happening. All we could do was just write songs and just kind of see where the world ended up.
I also feel like you'd been doing that all your life until that, up till that point, that it almost feels like there could not be a Nova Twins, you know? Like, you guys have known each other since you were teenagers and have been, like, playing music together since then as well.
Yeah, it's been a lifelong journey. And it's been, I think, like any relationship, when you start racking up the years, you're like, wow, look how much we've done and look how we've held on to each other through turbulence, through like thick and thin. And there's something to really that we really cherish and we're proud of, because it's not easy. The industry is like it's a tough environment. It can be hostile at times as well. But we've managed to like wade our way through it all and just go the distance, and we're still on a journey. We feel like we're looking ahead and what's up next for us, and we're just going to keep pushing, leaning into and holding on tight.
I love the journey that each album has kind of taken you guys on. So like we were saying, Who Are the Girls was the statement piece, and Supernova was like your superhuman album where you were kind of like, you know, we can do anything, we can take on the world. And you kind of did in some ways. Like, if I'm kind of thinking of that journey, it was like, it was, I think, Glastonbury 2022, literally as your album dropped. And then that went huge everywhere. The next year, Elton was calling you backstage.
Yeah.
how was that experience? Because that's a crazy thing for anyone to hear.
Yeah, that was wild. So, before we played Glastonbury, Elton John did picked four artists that was on Glastonbury that year. So we first found out about him kind of discovering us on like a TV thing, that program that he was on, and we're kind of watching it like, this is feeling so surreal. He's like holding up our vinyl, talking about us, and he loved KMB, so like he was just talking about like Kill My Boyfriend and things. So we were like, oh my God, this is Elton John and he knows about us. And then we played the show at Glastonbury, and then after our show we actually had to fly to Athens, so we well, we're trying to stay at the festival for as long as possible because we love Glastonbury. But then our tour manager was like, you need to leave to catch this flight. So we got changed and everything. Then this car pulls up to our dressing room and was like, oh, it's a private car to take the girls to the pyramid stage, which is like the main stage. And we're like, it's not for us, you know.
Literally,
they've made a mistake. Yeah, this is a mistake. We've got to go. And they were like, no.